Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about who the sellers are.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about home sellers. The National Association of Realtors surveyed 120,000 people and said, we wanted to understand how you moved in real estate this past year. Let's talk a little bit about the sellers.
Well, what seller characteristic was most prevalent?
Well, I would say that most prevalent in the second home purchase was trading to larger and more expensive homes was a big trend this year. That was 26% of the market. 22% were buyers from age 64 to 72, right-sizing for their senior living situation.
Now, as you say, right-sizing, does that mean smaller homes? Probably a little more luxurious, but smaller?
Well, it generally does. It's fascinating to me how many people I've worked with this year that said they were downsizing, but the actual square footage did not go down.
Okay.
But it may have been one level. It could have been a newer home with less maintenance or less land attached to it.
Sure. That makes sense. Okay.
So ages 39 to 53, 15% said they wished they had sold when they originally planned to, but didn't do it soon enough, which I thought that was interesting.
That would suggest that something disrupted their thinking, their thought process.
Some feeling of security, whether it was employment or pandemic or what was going on in their world individually, did change their direction. That's pretty significant that 15% of the sellers made a change. We're trying to find where these sellers have gone because our inventory problems are so big right now. We're looking at what made the shift and will they come back?
It is interesting because we have such a huge, how do you say huge, shortage, such a large shortage of residential property. If I sell, am I going to be able to buy something if that was the intent, to sell in order to buy something different?
7% of the market, just 7%, were between the ages of 73 and 93. There's a potential of typically 14% being those seniors who are moving. That might have been a pandemic-driven decision that said, I don't want to go into group living or housing at this time.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that could be another way to respond to the shortage is take a good look at what your planning is as the vaccine starts to unfold here and think about whether you want to get ready to move. There's a lot to get ready when you're downsizing or moving out of your final home.
Oh, it certainly is. I haven't been forced to do that yet because I have a spouse who is much younger than I am, much more spry, and will whack me about the head and shoulders if I think anything about downsizing or getting into senior living.
Picture the scene. I'm concerned for your safety there, Bob.
Yes, that's for sure.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.